Yes, Prabhu, some question?
Yes, there is one question from Russia. Series one. What shall one do if there is no more strength, power, enthusiasm, and eagerness for staying on the same boat with devotees, but at the same time you have that inner resistance that doesn't let you leave the board?
Boat?
No, board. Board. To be on board or to leave the
board. On board, and it on implies the boat. A boat.
Yeah, boat, meaning boat.
Right.
What shall one do with the feeling that you got lost and don't know what to do, if to stay and to leave is equally painful?
It may be equally painful, but to go overboard, to jump off the boat, will be fatal. So they may be, one's painful, this is painful, there's this, that, you know. It's like Srila Guru Maharaj says, everyone is searching for happiness and pleasure, right? And they don't get it often, or in the way they imagined, or to the degree, or the quality, so many things. Is that an argument to stop searching for pleasure, or happiness, or fulfillment? No, still, we're hardwired to seek such things. So, Sadhu Sangha Satovare, association and superior association will always come to our rescue. Guru Maharaj also gives the example of, he says, if you're, I don't know how much, well, this will be understood in Russia because it's about capitalism. Just kidding. But he's saying, if you don't have so much wealth, he's saying, then you go to a capitalist. And besides the teasing aspect, just think of it theoretically. A capitalist, it means in this sense, not an east-west versus west scenario, but it means a person who possesses an excess of capital. Right? And you're saying, my capital is very small. Here's someone who has an excess of capital. So I approach them for a loan or for them to extend some of their capital to me so that I may become enriched. It's just an example of Sadhu Sangha Satovare. So we say, we're poor spirited. So we approach for association someone who has a generosity of spirit, right? Who has superior qualities, qualifications, is laden with spiritual substance. And in their association, which we should point out, there's the implication of a service connection for association to be substantial. It doesn't mean to only literally place yourself in the relativity of someone, not association in that sense. As Guru Maharaj told me on one of the final meetings with him, he said, because obviously I want to stay to be with him as much as possible, but he said, Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, who wanted to stay and be with him, you go to Vrindavan, where Sanatan had already been sent. He said, you go to Vrindavan, and in pursuance of my order, you'll have my association in a meaningful and substantial way. And at that time, Srila Guru Maharaj mentioned association when it's thought of being as merely physical proximity. And he said, just like lice, right? We know conventionally known as bed bugs. Right? So he said, lice. They're not only on your body, but they're embedded in your skin. So he's saying, they can't be any nearer to you in terms of association, they're embedded in your body. But in terms of consciousness, your world's apart. Right? He said, all right, so that's with regard to association in terms of physical proximity. Worlds apart, couldn't be more physically near, worlds apart in terms of consciousness. So are they associating? No. And the inverse, you know, a world apart in terms of physical proximity, but nearness in terms of shared concern, that sort of association. They're thinking in the same plane. Right? Why, what is the, how do you say, you know, the star map or the spiritual planets? We had a chapter, I believe, in Loving Search for the Lost Servant called The Planets of Faith. What determines their gradation is not GPS based on physical proximity, but it's in terms of not only conscious development, but devotional expression. Right? Because consciousness is a generic thing. Right? But in terms of dedication, that's what qualifies or distinguishes Vaikuntha from Ayodhya, from Dwaraka, Mathura, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radhakunda, Tata, and waters. Right? All gradation, not only of consciousness, but consciousness enriched with dedicating tendency. To the degree that there is self-giving, atma samarpanam, or in this sense, and I use this word carefully, self-oblivion, not self-extinction. That's not the meaning really of self-oblivion. It means so absorbed in the other as to be lost within them. It's actually a very, very high stage of Krishna consciousness and points to the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because interestingly, in the introductory section where Kaviraj Goswami is referencing the notes of Swarup Damodar Goswami, he's also quoting Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladi Nishakti Rasmad Ekat Manavapi Bhuvi Puram Deham Bedam Gatoto Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Aduna Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Srila Guru Maharaj said, it's interesting here, saying Radha and Krishna first or Mahaprabhu? They're saying, first, they were one and they became two, and then the two became one. They're saying, Chaitanya, what comes first? Siddhanti Maharaj liked this very much when Guru Maharaj said, you know, the giver or the gift? Right? The gift and the giver. So, or what he liked was, the cause is the effect. Right? The, you know, meaning with Mahaprabhu, his ecstatic dancing, tasting Krishna Nam is the cause of his ecstatic movement. And what is he doing? Expressing Krishna Nam as an outcome. So cause and cause is effect, etc. So Srup Damodar here, he's saying it is not determined that one came before the other. We learn that they are eternally coexistent. Right? And Guru Maharaj, the example he gave, he said, spring, summer, fall, winter. It's cyclical. It's not that they're in that sense also dependent upon one another. Why is he doing that? Hare Krishna. Something must be wrong.
Muscles.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So, Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela, the gift and the giver. It's eternally coexistent. Once Guru Maharaj gave a sannyas name, Bhakti Aloka Paramadvaiti. So I was having a discussion with someone, we could call it, and about the authenticity of the Vaishnava names as given by Saraswati Thakur, sannyas names. Because generally it's considered, there are 10 primary sannyas names. Is it Tirtha, Ashram, Aranya, Parbat Giri, Saraswati, Sagar, Puri, etc. Right. So when it came to this name, he's saying, well, that doesn't sound very Vaishnava to me. You know, Param Advaiti, that, you know, the supreme oneness. And, you know, how do you adjust that in Vaishnavism? But Guru Maharaj said, what it means is, and he surprised everyone when he said, oneness is the highest conception. And we all had like knee-jerk reaction, like, oh, we're all our lives we heard from Prabhupada against this. You know, Mayavad and oneness and Advaita and all of these things. You know. And Guru was saying, oneness is the highest conception. And then he began to explain, because he's explaining this name. He's saying, what is the highest oneness? When Radha and Krishna combine as one, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he said, in the light, bhakti aloka, in the light of that sort of devotion, which means Radha Bhava Duti Subalita Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Right? In that way, in the light of Mahaprabhu's conception, that's Gaudiya Darshan. So here he's defining what is that oneness. So we're told in a very highest stage, the self oblivion, so lost in one another as to cannot be understood who is whom. When Mahaprabhu was the Ramananda Sambhad with Ramananda, and they go, you know, Iho hoi age kahuari, accepts Gyane Priyasamudapasana Manta Eva, Stani Stita Shruti Gatam Tanuban Manobir, and goes further to Krishna Prem, then the different types of rasas, culminating in Madhura rasa, divided in Svakya, Parakya, etc. At one point, Mahaprabhu was saying, is there anything more that can be described? And Ramananda prefaces his remarks by saying, well, up to this point, my understanding was, for whatever I say, there should be some shastric reference for that to confirm and substantiate its legitimacy. So whatever I say, I give some shastric reference. But there's another thing that I would like to say, that I could say. And he said, I don't know if you would like hearing it or not, but it is in a song that I've written. He begins to sing that song, and it's a mystical song, it's very high, but it's on this subject of being so lost in one another, that sort of oblivion where the identity is of each is unknown. To that degree faithful awareness and consciousness. But hearing this, Mahaprabhu puts his hand over the mouth of Ramananda to say, like, don't express more of this publicly. But so, why did I say, because which came first? So, Mahaprabhu, we're told that two things for us to consider, or that Krishna considers before descending as Mahaprabhu. One is the call of Advaita Acharya. We're told, Tulasi Dala Matrena Jalasya Chulakena Va Vikrini Te Tamatmanam Atmanam Swam Bhaktavyo Bhakta Vatsala. With a palm full of tulsi water, and of Ganga Jal, Ganga water, and tulsi leaves, he's petitioning Krishna to descend in this world. Before Krishna comes, or before Mahaprabhu comes, the Guru Varga appears. That means mother, father, auntie, uncle, superiors, right? They appear. So Advaita Acharya is already there with Haridas Thakur, and he's seeing the condition of the people in the world, their suffering condition for want of Krishna consciousness. He's petitioning Krishna consciousness personified, that person who name will become Krishna Chaitanya on account of his personifying Krishna consciousness and delivering Krishna consciousness to others. So he's petitioning him, right? And how can Mahaprabhu resist Advaita Acharya? And Rupa Goswami Sloka, once in Chaitanya Astakam, he's saying, Surupam Bibrano Jagatatulyam Advaita Dvaita. Advaita Dvaita. My dear Advaita. Guru Maharaj says in one place that Mahaprabhu said to some devotees, like, and what is your opinion of my Advaita, my Nara? And then he said, I'm thinking like on the level of Prahlad Maharaj and Sukadev, like that, you know. And Guru Maharaj said, Mahaprabhu became enraged. He said, Prahlad, you know, Sukadev, they're, you know, or he said, Sukadev, he's a boy, you know, from the other day. He said, my dear Advaita, you dare compare him? And we should, not to dismiss the others, but we should remember, Advaita Acharya is Vishnu Tattva, right? Mahavishnu, by extension. And sometimes we're told Sadashiva, who, if we factor in the relationship of Shiva with Mahavishnu, then we can understand something. But just take it as Mahavishnu Tattva. Right? And although Vishnu Tattva, Nityananda Prabhu, by analysis we're saying Vishnu Tattva, they're beyond in another sense, but it says, Ekala Ishvara Krishna are sub-britya. Like Ishvara Parama Krishna. There's one Krishna, Ekala, there's one Supreme Lord Krishna, the Supreme Enjoyer, are sub-britya. Everyone else is a servant, including the other Vishnu Tattvas. They're in the mood of serving Krishna. They're not in the position of enjoyers. Right? So that Advaita, who has so much heart, right, he sometimes, Mahaprabhu would say, I was lying in the ocean of milk when I heard Advaita calling. You know, that's almost humorous because he's saying, like, I'm as Kiridakshai Vishnu. Because it's not untrue, but the Purusha avatars come from his expansion. But anyway, say, I heard the calls of Advaita Acharya, and simultaneously, he had some inner desire and hankering. Because when he had come previously as Krishna, there was all this rasa vilas, pastimes of rasa, but he was on the side of being the supreme enjoyer. And what he witnesses at various times of these pastimes has aroused his curiosity that what is it like to be a devotee of Krishna? He sees how much ecstatic enjoyment is experienced by the devotees, and more specifically, the supreme devotee. So it's awakened a curiosity within him to experience that position. But that's untenable as a purusha, purush, a male, an enjoyer. The position of the britya, the servant, will never be that. Even in a male form, still the mood is that of not of assertive, aggressive enjoyment, but servitude. So, and Kaviraj Goswami is quoting Rupa Goswami's Chaitanyastakam, aparam kasyapi pranayi janavrindasya kutuki rasotstamam ritva madram upaboktam kamapiya rucham swam avavre dutim ihadharyam prakatayam sadevas chaitanakritir atitaram nav kripayatu. Think surveying all of and full-blown rasa lila, just seeing all of these divine servitors, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis, Tabir Jaeva Nijarupataya Kalabi. Just like Krishna, she's also expanding into the Gopigan, Mahishigan, Lakshmigan, the gopis of Vrindavan, the queens of Dwaraka, the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha. But he's seeing, so how extraordinarily qualified is this one gopi, the supreme gopi, Srimati Radharani, and what she is experiencing, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. It's observing this has aroused the curiosity of Krishna to experience that position. So again, Srip Damodar Kaviraj Goswami saying, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidushobani Eva. He wants to experience the love that she alone possesses, which is Mahabhav of the Krishna Prem sequence. Right? When it's Nehuman, Pranay, Nehuman, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. That. So he goes when he appears from Bhakta Bhav, different types of Bhakta Bhav, culminating in Radha Bhav. The heart of Radharani he wants to explore. So then taking advantage of this, this is his internal idea, and Advaita is calling him, and it's the time for the Yuga avatar. Right? As we're told, there's a Mahaprabhu in every Kali Yuga, but not Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita. Just as Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, only appears once in a day of Brahma, right? What does it say? In the 27th millennium, 28th of the Vaivasvata Manu. Right? Once in a day of Brahma, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna comes. There's an overlapping of Dwapar Yuga and Treta Yuga. And in the Kali Yuga that follows that Dwapar Yuga, Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhav Dyuti Subalita. That Mahaprabhu comes. So how rare, that's why he says, Anarpita Charim Chir Rupa, Chirat Korne Avatirna Kalo, Samar Payatamunu Tojula Rasam Swabhakti Sriyam. He is giving what's not been available before. Right? We have to think about that. That means within the day of Brahma, this opportunity has never been given to connect with this type of Krishna Prem, the highest type. So he descends and he remains in the world for 48 years. 24 as Nimai Pandit in Navadvip. And nor the end of that, we know he's like, they're saying, well, now he calls himself Gaura Hari. You know, he's known in different ways, but Nimai. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela, he's recorded Mahaprabhu's pastimes with special emphasis on what's known as Adi Leela. That means the first 24 years. And after he takes sannyas, then very abruptly the Chaitanya Bhagavat finishes. Right? After the sannyas of Mahaprabhu, go to Puri, Pundarik Vidyaniti, being slapped by the deity, suddenly it just finishes. And, which is very interesting, because when you read this, you think, oh, there's got to be more. You know, it seems to stop so abruptly that you can only conclude that there's much more to be expressed. And he's indicating in different places by saying, other Vyas in the future will express. And Gurudev saying, as Vyas, Vrindavan Das, the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela, he wrote once comparing Krishnadas to like the Channa, the hidden Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. And another place, Guru Maharaj said, if Vrindavan Das is like Vyas, then Krishnadas Kaviraj can be considered like Sukadev. Right? Because we see from what Narada gave to Vyas, is 10 slokas. Vyas expounds upon that, but it's through Sukadev that so much explication takes place. So Mahaprabhu's preaching of Krishna consciousness really, we can say, begins substantially after he takes sannyas. What is going on before that is mostly private in Srivasangam, in the house of Srivas Thakur, and with his intimate associates. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his songs that the opposition is Leela Pushti. It nourishes Leela, as we see in Krishna Leela. So in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, we're told when he returns from Gaya after performing the Shraddh ceremony of his departed father, he returns and he is like in Gopi Bhav. Some amazing transition has taken place. And there are those who do not understand this or who oppose him. He's a teacher of the primary students. Some of them are thinking, this Nimai Pandit, he's now become very arrogant. And why recently we even heard him, you know, saying offensive things about Krishna, chastising Krishna, which is part of man, of Gopi Bhav, loving anger. So when they say, oh, why don't you take the name of Krishna? Krishna, he's a despicable person. You know what I'm saying? So Nimai Pandit, now he's saying offensive things about Krishna. And he happens to be Krishna. But now entering, you know, this other wave of ecstatic emotions, like the goes on, Gopi Bhava, Rasamritam Dilahari, Kalola Magno Mohar. And one boy who's trying to correct him, Mahaprabhu starts chasing after him with a stick to beat him. And that boy meets with his fellow, Brahmins and Navadvipa, and saying, what's got into Nimai Pandit? Now he's so arrogant, and he used to be our brother in the village, and now he thinks he's better than us, and he's this, that. And they're plotting against him. And this leads, see, it's Leela Pushti, the opposite. It leads Nimai Pandit to think like, what has happened here? I'm supposed to descend in this world and bring the medicine that can save everyone, which here is called Pipali Khanda, but like in Bhaktivinoda's song, Enache Oshodi Maya Nasibaro Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lao to me. So he's saying, I've come with this medicine, and now, so I'm the doctor with the medicine, and what's happening? The patient is abusing the doctor. He doesn't have faith in the doctor, he's abusing the doctor and refuses to take the medicine. So, and I'm supposed to be liberating everyone. So just the opposite of my intentions. So what to do? And that leads him to conclude that, and he's saying Krishna told him to do this as well, to take sannyas. Saying, then if I take sannyas, because of the customs of the day and the culture, everyone will have to show respect to me. That will, like namaha, that will vanquish all of the offenses, and then they'll be able to appreciate the gift that I've come to give. So he can understand that this time is coming. And we're told, although generally we subscribe to the lunar calendar, this is the one, what just passed is the one day that's based on solar calculation, Makara Sankranti. That's when the sun starts going at the north, Uttarayan. There's Dakkhinayan, the southern course, the northern course, the upward, which is approximately January 15th every year. And we're told just before, the night before that, or that night, that Nimai Pandit, he tells Nityananda, they have a confidential conversation about his plans to take sannyas, saying only tell like four other people who Mother Sachi will know, but Gadadhar, Chandrasekhar, Mukunda, I think. So only they really know. But the devotees on some intuitive level, they're coming over to the house of Sachi Mata and Nimai Pandit, and there's Vishnu Priya, and they're all meeting with Nimai Pandit, he's garlanding them, and they're exchanging pleasantries and things. They don't know this is the last time they will see him as Nimai Pandit, except for a handful. But that evening, we're told also, Kolavecha Sridhar, he comes with the pumpkin. It's heartbreaking, because Nimai Pandit is thinking, our pastime is me ripping him off, cheating him, basically stealing stuff from him. And he's tolerated all of my abuse and whimsical behavior. And what does he come at this time? Very loving, he's bringing like this very nice pumpkin. And this also tells how it's love and affection that touches the heart of the Lord. What is the significance of a pumpkin? It's nothing. But a pumpkin from the heart of Kolavecha Sridhar, Mahaprabhu can understand. Tomorrow, there's no eating. There's fasting, and he's not going to eat for days. He's saying, this is the only opportunity. I must honor this. Another devotee came with some milk. He gives the lao to Sachi Mata, and she prepares that. And that's the last thing he eats that evening before leaving in the Brahma Muhurta time in the morning. And Chaitanya Bhagavat says that Gadadhar Pandit and maybe Mukunda, they're sleeping by his side. He wakes up and Gadadhar Pandit, as can be expected, says, I'll go with you. and he's forbidden to do that. Sachimata, understanding this was approaching, she's standing in the, just sitting in the doorway, just crying the whole night. She couldn't sleep. Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, and one other, they were in supposed yoga nidra for some time. But upon waking and Vishnu Priya sleeping elsewhere, it's time to leave. And it's a heartbreaking scene, and especially painful for Sachimata and Vishnu Priya. It's recorded in the Bhagavatam, in mystic slokas, which are on one level applicable to the pastimes of Ramachandra. It was like when Ramachandra had to also leave his mother, Kausalya, right? Yeah. And, but here it says, Chatwa Sudushta Jasurev Chitaraja Lakshmin Dharmista Arja Bhachasar Yadagadaranyam Mayam Ridam Doitam Ipsitam Anvadavad Bande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. He had to give up the Krishna Prem, the throne of the Krishna, of the Prem of Vishnu Priya. So she's making that sacrifice, Sachimata is making that sacrifice, Nimai Pandit is sacrificing his mother, wife, so-called family life, for the benefit of others. That's what it's saying. What is it saying? Mayam rigam duetam ipsitam anvadavad. To chase after those who are chasing after Maya. Right? They're chasing after Maya. He's going to run them down, to track them. And speaking of boat, in the original question, we're told that the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu are like a boat to carry one across the ocean of nescience. Never get off that boat. However painful it might be, Guru Maharaj is one of his sutras borrowed from Hegel was die to live. And he's saying, and he goes so far as, well, first of all, he's saying, that's the principle. Die to live. If you want to go to a higher position, you'll have to die as you are at present. Then that painful condition will finish. You'll find yourself in another plane. But Guru Maharaj continues to say, and the more you die, the more you live. Die to live isn't like a one-off thing, you know, a one-time proposition. You're like, oh yeah, I did that once, or I did that long ago. Saying, no, die to live is a dynamic principle, and the more you die, the more you live. All we're giving up is a misconceived notion of self, acquired prejudice, and it's an acquired tendency. It's like someone who's addicted to something very bad. In the beginning stages of recovery or breaking that addiction, there's some painfulness, right? But it's really self-inflicted. If they will undergo that temporary painful position, then it'll be finished and they'll be situated in a happy plane. Vishvam Purna Sukhayate. Anyway, so Mahaprabhu, he swims across the Ganges, goes 25 miles to Katwa, where there's the ashram of Keshava Bharati, and the word is spreading. Guru Maharaj would sing a line from the song and say, Nariyadar Kore Gora Jaire, that some start realizing, oh, what have we done? We've driven Nimai Pandit away from, you know, the moon of Navadvipa, Navadvipa Chandra. We've driven him away by our misbehavior. Others who were still foolish, they're like, ha-ha, we got rid of him. They'll later lament. That lamentation will bring them to their senses. They'll fall at the feet of Mahaprabhu and the Aparad Bhanjanirpat and be forgiven their offenses. So it's all perfect, but he goes to Katva, to the ashram of Keshava Bharati, and makes this proposal. And Keshava Bharati can understand, he's an extraordinary personality. He's saying, really, you know, you're my guru. And it's just your play, that your divine play, that I'll be the guru and give you something. And Mahaprabhu would say, no, you can give me Krishna Prem. And at first, Keshava Bharati thinking, how to avoid this? All the people, they're thinking, that beautiful Nimai Pandit with the curling hair, again, Swarupam Bibram Jagatatulyam, his form is so inconceivably beautiful. And if you try and shave his head and give him sannyas, we'll destroy your ashram. There's a big crowd outside. Just think of it. Someone's going to take sannyas, and then thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, gather and start raising a commotion and threatening the guru that if you give him sannyas, you're finished. And Keshava Bharati thinking, like, how to get out of this? And he thinks, you must get your mother's permission. Right. So then Nimai Pandit, he starts running back home. And then Keshava Bharati saying, like, he's so beautiful, he's so charming. Of course she'll have to agree, so call him back. And then they bring in the barber. The barber sees how beautiful, and like, he's crying, he can't, he doesn't want to shave his head, the people are threatening. But somehow the Lord's will is prevailing. And the barber starts shaving, you know, the hair of Nimai Pandit, and Guru Maharaj, you know, Lakka Lochanashru Harsha Varsha, his sloka from Premadama Stotram, saying, tears fell from the eyes of millions. It was so heartbreaking for the devotees to see that, his beautiful curling hair shaved. And therefore we see it's points to the heart of the devotees that to this day, all the deities of Mahaprabhu are not as Sannyas Vesh, but as Nimai Pandit. All of them. They don't want to see him any other way. Just as once we're going to get a Mahaprabhu deity, and someone had an idea a little different than standard, and when it came, Guru Maharaj got word of this. He told me, he said, I want you to go to Mahaprabhu Bari, Vishnupriya Bari, the house of Mahaprabhu and Vishnupriya, and see the deity there. And then you'll understand how he should be seen. So we went there, and there's the deity. How is this deity constructed? We're told, first time they brought before Vishnupriya, she dismissed. Second time, she dismissed. The third time, she drew her veil because she saw her husband. That's how authentic that deity is. And it may have been, you know, Navakalevar repeated that. Sorry, it's the divine backing that is there. So Guru Maharaj said, you go there, have the darshan of that deity, and you'll understand how he should be, a murti of Mahaprabhu should be commissioned. So the barber shaves his hair. We're told he's so overwhelmed that he says, I will never shave another head as long as I live. And Gromer said he took the occupation of a sweetmeat maker. And having come in touch with sweetness personified, we're told the sweets that he made with his hands had an extraordinary type of sweetness. And Srinivasa charges, father was there. He came from a nearby village, saw this. And when he heard that time came for the name, Chaitanya Keshava Bharati is about to give the name. And Nimai Pandit said, in a dream, I heard this mantra. Is this the mantra? And he said, you know, Tattvamasi. And Keshava Bharati, yes, that's the mantra, Tattvamasi. But in that instance, when Mahaprabhu said, this is what I heard, Tattvamasi, which the Mayavadins generally take to mean, you know, you are Brahma, like thou art that divine substance, you're one with Brahma. Said Mahaprabhu infused the mantra with the meaning that I am yours, you are his, Krishna's. So he's initiating him with Gopi Bhav, and he's in a loop responding. Now the mantra is infused with Gopi Bhav to him. They began to have kirtan. And the name is given. And rather than a standard name, which would have been with Bharati, he's saying, because you are Krishna consciousness personified and you give Krishna consciousness to others, Krishna Chaitanya, then your name must be Sri Krishna Chaitanya, which Guru Maharaj liked very much. He's saying, oh, Swami Maharaj has taken Krishna Chaitanya and given this expression, Krishna consciousness. We should remember, before Prabhupada, this term was not in use. Now we think, well, you're kidding. No, Prabhupada came up with Krishna consciousness. Right? And Guru Maharaj said, yes, it's based on Krishna Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya. And then Srinivasa charges father, hey, Krishna Chaitanya, 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 Chaitanya. He's just mad with Chaitanya Nam. Like, Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. One way it goes, Manasa Krishna used to remind me that Gurudev would say, Namachintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa is the Rasa Vigraha. There's another interpretation of that sloka. So when he went back to his town, Srinivasa charges father, they say, so what happened in Katwa? We heard Nimai Pandit went there to take sannyas. What happened? He would go, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. So Guru Maharaj said he became known as Chaitanya Das. For the rest of the night, he's going, Chaitanya. He's seeing that moment where Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. Then madly they're engaged in kirtan, Keshava Bharati and Mahaprabhu, Guru, and they're chanting Krishna Nam. Keshava Bharati actually wants to go with Mahaprabhu, and for some time he does. But then after a while, Mahaprabhu selects his 3-4 men, who Nityananda again, Mukunda. Depends. Chaitanya Bhagavat says one way, Charitamrita another way, but and maybe Damodar, Jagadananda in one description, but Mukunda, Chandrasekhar Acharya did these sannyas rituals. As Mahaprabhu kept jumping up and, you know, engaged in Nam Sankirtam. Guru Maharaj liked the sloka of Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundara Nagarabara Nityam Nijernamabhi. Nityam Nijernam. Dancing, taking his own name, Nijanamabhi, and dancing. He's relishing that sweetness and expressing it in ecstatic dance. And then Mahaprabhu, he's wandering in Raradesh. He wants to go to Vrindavan, but he's circling for various reasons. Right? He's going to go to Vrakreshwara, this one town, which would be where, say, Amayavadin, Sannyasi would go. On his way there, he changes his course to go in another direction, saying, oh, Jagannath wants to see me. But he's, Guru Maharaj says, wandering like in a childlike state for days and fasting and sometimes laughing madly, once, other times falling to the ground, crying pitifully, wailing, becoming separated from the devotees. They follow his plaintive cries to find him. And during this time, we should point out that the, you know, sannyas smaranam lila of Mahaprabhu, that Srila Guru Maharaj, he would become moved internally. You could sense this in his mood during these days. And at the mat, the prasadam would become very simple. It'd make, what do you call, dalma. It's like dal with vegetables in it. So some rice, some dalma, very simple prasadam. Because from Guru Maharaj's point of view, Mahaprabhu is fasting. So as it's given in another place, I'm trying to recall, in Charitamritam, it's mentioned, how can the servant take if the master is fasting? Right. So during this period, Guru Maharaj's mood would become very grave, and he's thinking about all these things and the movements of Mahaprabhu. And after a few days, 3 days in Charitamritam, they say 12 in Chaitanya Bhagavat, but after some time, we know he's Kahan Krishna Prananath Murali Vadan, Kahan Karun Kahan Pan Brajendra Nandan. He's searching for Sri Krishna. Right? That's the beauty of this. Krishna, the supreme positive, in the mood of the supreme negative, Srimati Radharani, is searching for himself. Mm-hmm. And as he's praising the Ganga so much, because he thinks, wherever there is the Ganga, that's where there will be, you know, Hari Kirtan. And where the Ganga doesn't flow, which was the Raradesh place, everything, like, maybe you're not hearing Hari Kirtan and such things. So he's saying, I need to find, you know, Ganga Jamuna. It's mentioned that the breeze that comes off of the Ganga is purifying and enlightening. It's better to be any kind of living entity living on the bank of the Ganga than, you know, to be the president of the United States, right? Or the richest man in the world. It's better to be any kind of living being on the banks of the Ganga. Because it's overflowing with Krishna Prem, and the breeze is carrying the aroma of Krishna Prem. So Mahaprabhu was wondering, if I'm in a place where I don't hear Krishna Kirtan or Hari Hari, then the Ganga must be far away. Hare Krishna. So, but as he's thinking like this, there's a young cowherd boy. Right? And we're told these cowherd boys have been tipped off by Nityananda Prabhu to tell that if he asked, where is Vrindavan, the point in this direction, which is really the Ganga, which he will take to be Jamuna. So he hears these young cowherd boys going, you know, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And he's saying, oh, cowherd boys, Hari Bol, I must be getting really close to Vrindavan. He says, where's Vrindavan? And they point, it's this way. And as he's going in that direction, he sees apparently a sannyasi. Oh, Sripad, which way is Vrindavan? It's Nityananda Prabhu. But Mahaprabhu is lost in such divine madness, he cannot fully recognize. He's saying, yes, here is the Jamuna. And Mahaprabhu is praying that Chidananda Bano Sadananda Shunu Jagat Kema Dhati Brahma Dhatri, spiritually conscious river substance overflowing with Krishna Prem. He's praising Jamuna so much, bathes in the Jamuna, and then suddenly finds Advaita Acharya on a boat, and Advaita charges, brings a boat, and he's on the shore. Mahaprabhu only has one set of cloth. Advaita charges waiting with dry cloth. And Mahaprabhu saying, Advaita, how did you know I was in Vrindavan? And wherever you are is Vrindavan. And he's saying, oh, I've been cheated by Nityananda. He's saying, well, not actually, because the western side of the river would be considered Jamuna, and that's the side you bathe on. The eastern side would be Ganga. But then they take Mahaprabhu to Advaita's house in Shantipur. Nityananda Prabhu finds Satyamata, who's like a stone. She hasn't eaten for days. She's practically lifeless, and Nityananda and the other, they've been in separation, they've been threatening suicide. Why should we go on living? Advaita Acharya said, I will finish my life today. And then he says, well, if I try to do it in the daytime, devotees will stop me, so tonight, when no one can see, I'm going to the Ganga and finish. You know, I have no longer any reason to live. And then Nityananda shows up and says, He's coming to Shantipur, everybody. Let's go do it. And I haven't eaten for days. Satchimata, please cook something. You know, we're told Satchimata saying, would ask the devotees in her divine madness, are Krishna and Balaram here? Are Krishna and Balaram playing? Are they here now? So Nityananda saying, he's coming. Come with me, we'll go to Shantipur. But in the meantime, I'm really hungry. Could you cook something? Now she's happy, she's cooking for Nityananda Prabhu. And afterwards, she takes something. Now that, you know, he's taken. And all the devotees, as described, what appears to be hundreds turns into thousands, millions, they're all going to Shantipur to see Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there, they get the reassurance from Mahaprabhu that don't be deceived by these pastimes. You're always with me. You're my eternal entourage. Don't think that we can ever really become separated. So it's Guru Maharaj, distills from all of this the principle of union and separation. And he's saying that union in and of itself cannot be much appreciated without separation and deep separation, just as relishing food, it will not be substantial without adequate hunger. When someone's very hungry, then they're relishing every morsel. So, saying the absence of something means that one is in want, in need, which is the preferred position of the devotee, to acknowledge their neediness, that they're in want. And as given in Charitamritam, Bahi Vishajalahoi Bitore Anandamoy Krishna Premier Adbhuta Charit, that separation penetrates a deeper region of heart and yields a superior quality of Krishna Prema. And that the focal point of Krishna's descending of Mahaprabhu are the pastimes of separation. Zenith point in Kurukshetra and another zenith point in the Brahma Gita, when Uddhava's delivering Krishna's message to the Braja Gopis. And so Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas at the age of 24, then 6 years traveling, preaching around South India, based in Puri, then the last 18 years, first six, always celebrating Rath Yatra with all the devotees, but the last 12 years, behind closed doors with Srup Damodar and Ramananda, plunging the depths of separation, Krishna Viraha, hearing the songs of Jayadev, the Gita Govinda, Krishna Karanamritam, the songs of Vidyapati, Chandidas, the Jagannath Balavanataka of Ramananda. Did I mention Krishna Karanamritam? Yeah. So that's having retired from the public service, Bahiranga Sangekori Nam Sankirtan, Antaranga Sangekori Rasa Ashwadan, 12 years, 24/7, right, behind closed doors in the Gangbira, relishing, plunging the depths of separation. That's why Gurudev said, what to understand Mahaprabhu? What is his tasting matter? And he quotes the Rupa Goswami sloka, Pida bir navakala kuta katuta garvasya nirvasano nishyandena sudham madhuriman hankara sankochanai prema sundari nandanandana paro, etc. Where he compares this position to having been bitten by a cobra, suffering the effects of snake bite, hemorrhaging externally, and internally relishing some incomparable nectarine substance. Hare Krishna.